In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's clear up something first. Nathaniel and Bartholomew, same person. The best way to view it in modern terms would be Nathaniel would be his first name, and Bartholomew would be his last name. But they, in general, didn't have last names back then. His name was Bartholomew, son of Ptolemy. And so it was, you know, like going around being called Ptolemy's kid. Hey, it's Ptolemy's kid, Bartholomew. And Jesus could have been called Bar-Joseph. And Simon, of course, Peter was known also as Bar-Jonah, Jonah's kid. So the same person. So we're talking about him. And he was a friend of Philip. And Philip says, hey, look, I found the Messiah. He's from Nazareth. That would be like saying, hey, look, I found the Messiah. He's from Arkansas. You know, everyone has their particular prejudices about certain places. When I was down in Carbon County, we used to make Emory County jokes. Why? Because they're the neighboring counties. It's just what you do. And the reason why Galilee was looked down upon was because it was like a little island of Jews surrounded by pagans. And so the cool Jews down in Judea said, oh, yeah, they're half pagan anyway. So what good can come from Nazareth? And Philip probably rolled his eyes and said, come and see. And he came, and Jesus says, before you came, I saw you sitting under the fig tree. And Nathanael goes, you are the Christ, you're the Son of God. Nice little parlor trick. But why would he think? Because it's knowledge he shouldn't have had, that only God could have. And that's why Nathanael, right at the beginning, says, he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and follows him. This is why he's called an Israelite without guile. When he believes something, he believes something. When he doesn't believe something, he doesn't believe something. He's like that one friend who always tells you the truth. They say, do you like my new jacket? It's ugly. So, but if it's not ugly, he'll tell you it's not ugly. And he said, you believe in this because I just told you one small thing. You will see greater things than this. And in fact, the ultimate proof of Jesus' divinity, that he is the Messiah, the heavens being opened, and God's power in the person of the angels descending and ascending upon Jesus, the beatific vision, heaven itself. And Bartholomew, well, did get to see heaven. After the crucifixion of our Lord, when the apostles scattered to the corners of the earth, Bartholomew, as some holy traditions say, the apostles drew lots as to where they were going to go to evangelize, and he got the east. He was one of the ones who got the east. So he went first, and like St. Thomas, spread the gospel in India, and then he went up into Armenia. Now, Armenia has the distinction of being the first nation to accept Christianity as its official religion, but not yet, because when he went up there, he was killed by the order of the king. He was flayed alive. His skin was taken off of him while he was still alive, and then he was beheaded. And that's how he gave up his life in testimony to Christ. And that's also why in some images of Saint Bartholomew, you'll see him holding a skin. In fact, you see that in the great Michelangelo fresco in the Sistine Chapel of the Last Judgment. The Apostle Bartholomew is holding his skin. And it's funny, is the skin that's being held is a self-portrait of Michelangelo, the artist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.